And at this time, if we could have the children come up for the children's message. No, last week I gave you nutritious walnuts to take home. So I'm going the opposite side. So Ramona's here now. I know she saw the candy and now it's here. So I'm doing the opposite this week. So I might apologize to your parents for giving you cavities if they do. But my bad. All right. So here we go. Today, our sermon title for our adult sermon is Help. Help. Now, when we talk about help, who knows how to swim? Kind of, a little bit. You know, swimming is important, right? It's probably one of the most important things to learn in life, I think, especially if you live in California, because, I know, you and your sister are really good at swimming. I know Ramona's learning how to swim, right? Yeah, learning? Yeah, of course, yeah, you all are learning how to swim, because it's important. You need to know how to swim, because if you can't swim, what happens when you're in the water? You'll drown. You go in the water, and you can't breathe, and it'll be a very difficult situation. Now, just imagine that you didn't know how to swim, that you didn't. What is your first thing that you would do in the water? Would you just say, I wonder what I'm going to do? You think about it for a second and say, I'm in the water. I don't know how to swim. What will I do? Will you be that calm, you think?
No.
What will you be doing? Anyone? Just
screaming.
Screaming? Good. What are you doing with your... Help, right? You'd be, Avery? You'd be waving your hands and trying to like slosh through the water and you'd be saying, help, 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 right? Someone help me because I can't
swim.
Now today, when you're in the water, this is your best friend, right? What is that? A lifesaver. It's usually held on a boat. So when anyone's in the ocean, what they do is they throw out this lifesaver for them to hold on to because it floats, right? If they hold on to it, then they're floating and all is well. So when you're in the water and you don't know how to swim, they throw this out to you and it saves your life. You know, when you said help, 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 someone hears your words and they throw this out to you to save you, right? Now today, when we talk about lifesavers, you know, we see a boy who is really sick. So sick that no one could help him except Jesus Christ alone, right? There's no one in the world that could help him of his sickness. Now, he needed a lifesaver too, right? It's not like he was drowning in water, but he was human. He was a sinner, just like you and me. And Jesus came to save him from his sickness, but also ultimately from his sin, right? Now, I guess the question for you is, when we say help, help to God, why are we asking him for help? Yeah, we need a lifesaver, right? Because of our sin, right? Because we're sinners. Like Ramona or Zoe. I knew Ramona's name for so quickly. I don't know. Any of you. You know, we can't save ourselves from our sin, right? We need someone to save us. And Jesus has come to us to save us from our sin by dying on the cross, right? Last week, we talked about that walnut, which was tough to crack. And we needed Jesus to do that for us because we cannot crack that nut by ourselves. And likewise, when we're in our sin, we need a lifesaver. And it's not this necessarily, but it's the cross. Jesus dying on the cross for you. That is your lifesaver, where he shed his body and blood so your sins are all washed away, forgiven. And I want you to remember that this day, that Jesus is your lifesaver. When you say help, he answers your call and he dies on the cross for your sins. And that is the greatest message and salvation that we have that is in Jesus Christ alone. So as we conclude today with prayer, I want you to take several pieces of candy, not a handful, but several, and it'll remind you these lifesaver candies of what Jesus has done for you I know these are sweet and delicious, but Jesus has done even something greater, and that is dying on the cross for your sins. So remember that this day. Let us pray. Our dearly Father, we thank you this day, O Lord, for this time together. Lord, we know that we ask for your help, that we cannot rescue ourselves from sin, death, and the power of the devil, but you, O Lord, is our gracious God who comes to us and saves us by your very work upon the cross. Lord, bless these children to be rooted in this faith, to trust in your word, and to be led by your light. Bless them, O Lord, and may this gospel grant them the peace that this world cannot give. And for all these things, we are thankful. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.